You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. It's not every day we have the privilege of welcoming to the podcast a captain in the United States Air Force who is a labor and delivery nurse. She also happens to be the loving wife of Philadelphia Phillies first baseman Tommy Joseph. Here with us, along with the almost 240 babies she has delivered, so don't worry if you hear a lot of crying in the background, is Captain Allie Joseph. What a joy it is to have you on my show. Thank you so much. This military career of yours was something that was percolating inside for a long time.
Yes, thanks for having me. I definitely always felt the desire to serve, and I was recruited in high school when I played soccer to play for the Air Force Academy. Through the process of the recruiting and the scholarship and everything, I also applied for ROTC with the Air Force. And that ROTC scholarship ended up going to Baylor University. And as I went more and more through the college process and deciding where I wanted to go, I just really fell in love with the nursing school and Baylor University itself. And so I was able to take my ROTC scholarship to the university and then complete all of the requirements. And then when I graduated, I went into the Air Force.
And I understand, Allie, that you have an uncle who was a helicopter pilot in the Army, and I'm assuming here that was an inspiration for you.
He was definitely an inspiration. I just always admired his hard work and his, you know, drive and determination. And he, growing up, he was always a very large presence in my life, and I, you know, he was somebody I wanted to model my career after, and so he was definitely an influence when I decided that I wanted to join the military.
You earned a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. What was it about nursing that attracted you?
I always knew I wanted to be in the healthcare field. Growing up, I thought I definitely wanted to go to medical school and become a doctor. And then in my high school, we had the opportunity to become nursing assistants through, like, a work high school program.
Mm-hmm.
So once I was at the bedside, I just realized that, like, the nursing part of healthcare was what I really loved, and being at the bedside and the face-to-face and actual hands-on care of nursing versus the provider role at the time. And so I just felt that I was really called to be a nurse and be at the bedside and create those relationships with my patients.
Which I guess are relationships that will last forever.
Yes, I have some great friends that I met delivering their babies.
I bet so. And you, after graduation, became an active duty service member in 2013. What do you remember about those early days of active service?
Oh, I remember thinking that I didn't know a whole lot of anything. going through the military process, you know, you get to know all of the ranks and the customs and courtesies, and then you go onto this massive Air Force base, and I had a little bit of rank as an officer, and people were looking to me for, you know, answers and guidance. And I was like, I just got out of college. How am I supposed to guide anyone? But it just gave me a lot of the confidence to, like, go forth with my job and, you know, be somewhat of a leader to these younger airmen that were out of high school. And but I definitely remember feeling the pressure, like, oh, my gosh, they're looking to me for answers.
And I'm new at this.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'm doing.
And as a labor and delivery nurse, the demands are incredible. You're working 7 12-hour shifts over 2 weeks. You're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your life is not your own. It's so demanding.
It was demanding, yes, absolutely. But I would not have traded those 4 years for anything. I learned so much about myself and what I was capable of doing, and just the education I received from the labor side. In the civilian world, as we call it, it's very difficult to get a labor and delivery job. It's a very sought-after position. And going into the Air Force, they were able to just train us right up because they had a need for Air Force labor and delivery nurses. So I was really lucky that I had the opportunity to receive this training from the Air Force and move forward with that. So now I have all of this experience and training from them.
You're right, which is so valuable. When you were on call, what kinds of calls would you get?
It was mostly just staffing calls. So when we take call, you know, we have our regularly scheduled nurses. There is a large influx of women that come in labor or high acuity patients where one nurse has to take care of one patient and they needed another nurse. We were expected to be at the hospital within 30 minutes so that we could help as needed.
We are with Captain Allie Joseph. She is the wife of Philadelphia Phillies first baseman Tommy Joseph, and she is having a wonderful career on her own as a labor and delivery nurse. And she delivered during the time in which she has been in the military, approximately 240 babies. If a floor in a hospital gets too busy, or if a patient needs additional help, they call in a nurse, they call in Allie.
Yes, and that is true. You know, we all take turns, you know, being on call, but we definitely had to take our fair share of call while we were, scheduled.
On shift days, you would wake up at 4 in the morning, report for duty at about 5:15, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming, Allie, no 2 days were ever the same.
No 2 days were ever the same. We also take turns being in charge, so when you're in charge, you're in charge of fulfilling the assignments for the floor, so making sure that the nurses aren't overloaded with patients and have some flexibility with care. You don't want to, like, give too many labors to one nurse and kind of spread out that wealth. So some days we would walk in, we say labor and delivery is feast or famine. So some days we'd walk in and we'd have, you know, one mom and a baby on the floor. And the next day we'd walk in and all of our rooms would be full. And, you know, there'd be people waiting for us to clear a room to come back in. So no day was the same, which worked very exciting. And there was always something new going on.
You have any special deliveries, no pun intended, any memorable deliveries that have stood out over your career?
I have quite a few. I really love, like, the natural deliveries, and you're in the room all the time, and so you really bond with these families. So I have quite a few moms that I was able to, like, naturally labor with them all day long, and got some of the deliveries right at the end of shift. So it was a lot of hard work all day long, and for both, obviously, the mom, as she's trying to deliver a baby without any pain medication, but, you know, we're hands-on the whole time. And so to have that experience and to have them reach their goal of delivering a baby naturally was really amazing. And I've kept in contact with some of my moms and get little pictures of the babies
sure.
that I've helped delivered, and it's really cool.
they're your babies. They're your children.
They are. We like claim them. They're our moms and our babies.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be great to put all 240 of them in a room together?
In the same room?
Wouldn't
that
be great?
Talk about us.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you've heard a lot of screaming through the years.
You know, we have heard some screaming and some interesting language, but just how it has to be, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's part of the job. But
it's part of the job.
But also there's this. On top of your duties as a nurse, at the beginning of your service, you had to go through boot camp. And
we did.
And also have monthly military obligations.
We do. Because we're military, you know, we're service members first, and not that nursing care ever gets put to the wayside, but we are
still first you're an officer, then you're a nurse.
Exactly. So duty calls, and so when we were required to do any, you know, trainings or whatever, that was all mixed into our schedule. So I went on, they're called TDYs, but a couple different TDYs where I had to go to training and keep up with skills and be deployment ready at all times.
Right. You have to remain up to date, as you say, on military training, being mm-hmm. qualified with firearms, computers, safety training. Was there ever a time where you thought you were going overseas, that you're going to be deployed?
There was the potential that I was going to be deployed this past year, and I went to a medical pre-deployment training, but then I never was given orders. They like to take the medical surgical nurses over the labor and delivery nurses because we work mostly with moms and babies, but there was definitely the potential that I could have been deployed.
Did you know where you might, where you may have been going?
I didn't, no.
You did not. Let's talk about the other guy, Tommy, gets a lot of TV time. You and he go back to eighth grade, I hear.
We do.
Who saw who first?
Long time ago. Well, we met in social studies class. We sat next to each other, and he needed a little bit of help with his schoolwork, and so he picked me because I was a little bit more intelligent, I guess, in the school world than him. I'm just kidding. But we did meet in social studies in Arizona in eighth grade.
Was it love at first? Was it love at first sight?
I'm not sure it was love at first sight, but we definitely got to talking after that.
And
I don't know how much you can actually be dating in eighth grade, but
yeah,
you know,
of course,
we liked each other.
I know. How's he going to draw? How's he going to drive?
Yeah, right.
It's one of the problems. You plan to break up after graduating high school in Scottsdale, Arizona, but that never happened.
It didn't. We just never had the conversation. He was signed to play at the University of Arizona, and I was going to Texas to school, and it was like, oh, this just isn't going to work out, you know, long distance, and we're going to be doing our own thing, and it's been great, but no thanks. And then he was drafted, and life went on, and we never had the conversation. So we've done long distance for a long time, but it's been worth it at the end.
And you've been with him through seven minor league cities and also, unfortunately, his multiple concussions.
Yes. Lots of rehab. He struggled with concussions for quite a few years, and you know, at one point we didn't know if baseball was going to even be an option for him, and so he had to go through the, you know, the kind of heartbreak of sitting in rehab while all of his buddies were still playing and getting called up to the big leagues, and you know, he just continued to battle and worked hard through all of his rehab and all of his concussion, you know, symptoms, and was able to get through it on the other side.
And then he was the featured player in the trade. You got traded from the San Francisco Giants organization who had drafted him to Philadelphia, and you have to deal with that trauma.
Yes, the trade was very interesting.
How so?
We were coming back from a break at Virginia Beach, and we had gone with another couple, and Tommy found out that he was being traded. Well, it just so happened that Philadelphia was their AA team was coming to Richmond, Virginia, where Tommy was playing, and they were going to be facing each other that night. So Tommy's stuff got wheeled in a shopping cart under the tunnel to the other dugout, and he spent the day with his new team.
Wow.
So it was an interesting trade for sure.
I bet it was, and very convenient. Captain Allie Joseph is with us, Tommy Joseph's wife, and she has given life, helped give life to 240 babies as a labor and delivery nurse in the United States Air Force. And because of the demands of your job, you were unable to take leave to make it to Philadelphia when Tommy got to the major leagues. And instead, you had to... that was a day in which you had to go back and forth helping a mom.
It's true. Thank goodness for MLB TV, because I definitely had it pulled up on the screen, you know, at the nurse's station, and would go back and forth from the room to see what was going on the screen at the computer at the nurse's station. So it was an interesting way to watch his debut, but I was able to fly out the next day and was there for his second game, which was such a blessing that I was off and was able to do that.
And you got to Philadelphia, you saw his first major league hit, and then he hit his first home run the day after that. You were his lucky charm.
Yes, I was his lucky charm. I guess he was waiting for me.
Also, during the time in which you've given service to our country, because the games end late at night and you have to get up at 4 in the morning, I'm assuming you were in bed well before his games ended.
Most of the time, yes, I was asleep for hours prior to those games ending, and it seems like the games just kept going later and later, or extra innings. So I was like, second inning, I'm going to bed. I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. And then he'd be asleep until I was halfway through my shift. So we wake up to a lot of text messages from each other, but
a lot of text messages.
Didn't actually have a whole lot of time to communicate.
Yeah, a lot of text messages, a lot of FaceTime, a lot of phone calls. And last season, you made it to Philadelphia just twice because of your obligations, and you only went on one road trip.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot less trips last year than this year, that's for sure.
In our remaining moments, you have known for the last year that this life of yours in the military was going to come to an end, that you were not going to reenlist at the end of this four-year stint, and now you have made that transition.
I have. I found out last year that they had given me orders to go to Japan, and because Tommy was not going to be able to go to Japan, obviously, with baseball being in the States, I just decided that, you know, our relationship and that was more important to me than my career, and so I chose at that time to separate from the military. I had a year left on my commitment, and so I've had a little bit of time to, you know, think about the transition and how exactly we were going to make that work, and worked my last year and was able to enjoy delivering babies and being a part of the military and being a service member, but also kind of looking forward to being able to go with Tommy and travel and see the new cities and spend time with him, which we haven't been in the same place for very long periods of time for our entire relationship. So I had a little bit of transition time, and now it's been great to be in the same household as him and be able to cheer him on at his games.
And you can watch the games to the end and not have to get up at 4 in the morning. How about that?
Exactly. I know. My sleep schedule has definitely changed.
What are your plans? What would you like to do in civilian life?
As of right now, I am taking some time off, just getting to travel with him. But starting in January, I have looked to apply at some family nurse practitioner programs, and I would like to continue on as a kind of an advanced practice nurse and work towards that. So going back to school.
Good for you. And I understand that you're keeping your off-season home in the same town as the Air Force base because the military community is so close-knit, and you must have a million friends.
We do. We have awesome friends here, and the military's a big, small place, I guess. They travel all over the world, but we all know each other at some point. And so nurses that I worked with at the beginning of my career are coming back here and being stationed here again, and others are going. And so we have lots of friends to visit around the world, but we really love our community here and have made some great friends and wanted to stay in this area.
What a fantastic career you've had. What a life.
Thank you so much.
And when it comes time, perhaps for you and Tommy to start a family, it'll be one-stop shopping. His wife is his labor and delivery nurse. How great is that?
Exactly, right?
It's just wonderful. What a terrific story, Allie. I'm so happy to have you on the show. So that'll do it for Allie Joseph and myself on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.